Well, good morning, my TMC family. It's wonderful to greet you on this Be Filled with Joy Friday. Please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. You are so amazing, God. We are just entering into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and into your courts with praise, Lord. And we thank you for this beautiful day and this beautiful time on this call, the Master's call, Lord. Thank you for blessing us with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and our beautiful pastor and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Lord, continue to bless them and to overflow. Lord, and thank you for thank you so much for our artist family and our TMC family. Lord, continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family and the Kings of Artists and every single artist, distributor, and customer, Lord. Thank you for the Master's Call, our Master's Call family.
Hello, guys.
Thank you for loving them and continuing to open up our spiritual ears and eyes, all of our spiritual senses to hear and receive what you have for us today. We love you, King Jesus. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, greeting you with Jesus' joy from Snellville, Georgia, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca, and thank you so much for that tag, Be Filled with Joy Friday. God bless you, and Minister Grace. Little Grace. Well, good morning, TMC family. And thank you once again, Minister Rebecca, for that greeting this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Now, I am Minister Wanda from Chicago. And if this is your first time, we welcome you. And I do believe I did hear some first-timers. So we welcome you on this Friday. Now, I would like to tell you how this telecommunication sanctuary got started. Well, it was founded in October 2010 by two phenomenal women, which the co-founder's name is Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and we have Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. They were called, and they also obeyed the call. Now, we are celebrating this month, but October the 25th will be 7 years that this TMC call has been going on. Now, I have a whistle. Should I blow it? Woo! Celebrate, celebrate. No, I'm not going to blow it. But we want you to continue to celebrate with us. Now, also, this call was established on a scripture, and that scripture is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before me. Now, we also have a mission statement. And that mission statement reads, to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So invite your friends and your family. It's a wonderful way to start their day. Also, you can get these messages from the beginning of the call by going to the website www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. You may also get all the messages. They have been iCarved on the site, as well as the bios of every speaker. Now, we have a theme this year, which is by faith. God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, you just heard Minister Rebecca, or as a host, by yours truly, Wanda, or if the Lord is leading you to share a word, you may do so. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report, which on every Friday, which is today, we take part two of the TMC call. In the event you decide you would like to make a prayer request, you can submit it. You may submit all your information to info@themastercall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. Now, after part one, there will be part two. You didn't get a chance to put in your prayer request. You may do so after this part one of the Master's Call. Now, Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. Excuse me. Also, God has blessed us with to be a part of this phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. We also have great products to help the world become healthier. Now, if you would like to find out more about our company, you can get in contact with the person that invited you. And the new morning motivational call is right after this call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. Now, that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617. Again, it's 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617. We also have a bridge number, and to avoid any charges, you may dial 857-957-1147, and you can get on free. Now, we have a phenomenal speaker coming to you, which her name is Minister Cynthia Cox, all the way from the Bronx. Honorable Cynthia Cox entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District AD Female State Committee member. In 2008, Cynthia Cox was elected as the 79th AD female district leader and has held her position as such for the past 7 years. Minister Cynthia serves as DC 37 union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups. As an active NACCP Bronx branch member and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th district on issues of social services and economic needs, with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Honorable Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD's Citizens Police. Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. She is also an artist distributor. Minister Cynthia Cox, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Miss Minister?
I hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for that introduction. Good morning and happy Friday to each and everyone. Praise God this morning. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank God enough. Amen, amen. So I want to say thank you, Minister Rebecca, and for that tag, Be Filled with Your Joy for Friday, and that prayer. Thank you so much for that. And giving thanks to my sister, Minister Wonderful, all the way from Chicago, for that beautiful introduction. Sometimes I don't know who she's talking about, but I just see. But I'm going to move forward. Lord, I thank you for the two amazing women that started this master's course 7 years ago, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, I experienced so much God blessing on this call. I am so grateful, so thankful to be here today just to have a few words with you this morning. So it is a God's privilege, and I'm blessed. Lord, let us pray. Lord, lay my life before you. I open my heart and receive every gift that you want me to impart to us. Grant us your wisdom. Order my godless choices. Anoint me with your presence. Help me to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This morning, I just wanted to thank you, come by and say thank you this morning. I had my daily walk. I'm so grateful and thankful that I can. So when you see so many people with those, I call the Cadillacs, the wheelchairs, you just thank God every day. My subject this morning is God blessing, encourage will come to you. Yes, yes, yes. And sometimes people, although I do a lot of things, maybe I don't get paid, but God has paid me in advance. Like they say, you pay in advance. I did my part in society, and God has blessed me. And sometimes they ask me, why are you, a lady just asked me, a senior the other day, say, why are you doing this work? I say, well, you know, God gives you assignments. You got to follow what he has given you to do. It's always not about money. It's about serving the community and making sure they understand what's going on in their life. So the subject is God blessing, encouragement will come to you also. There are moments when you feel disillusioned because of our family, friendship, or relationship is not supportive. Can we understand that? Are we clear with that? You know, we are saying, I'm thinking about, I can relate with artist life opportunities. I looked in my back office sometimes. I say, oh, did I share this with these many people? Yes, I did. But they're not taking their health serious like I am. I'm very serious about what I'm doing, and it's just a thing that we all need to understand. When we feel disappointed or alone, we can reach out to God and trust that he will meet us right where we are. Amen. I'm so, Mr. Brannigan always said, meet them where they are. We're doing, and I'm so excited about, you know, introducing others to our great, beautiful opportunity. And he said, just meet people where they are. And I understand that clearly. One of the grace gifts he gives us when we feel down is hope and encouragement. Okay, the man was born blind. There was a man who was born blind. Every day he made his way to the same place along the side of the road and begging for money. The disciples saw him, turned to Jesus and asked, Rabbi, who is this sinner? This man of his parents causing him to be blind? The Lord replied, neither of these asking that question. Perhaps you should ask, how can we bring glory to God and help the man? Amen. How can we bring glory to helping our individual here with this opportunity that the artist family has shared with us here? How can we do that? By going out and sharing. Then Jesus bent down and whispered to the mouth of the accumulator a decent amount of saliva and spit it on the ground, and then he took his finger and mixed it with the consistency as right and rubbed the mud on the man's eye. Then he goes and washed at the pool of Samaria. The man found his way to the pool and washed out his eyes and opened them. Immediately, his optimal nerve became stimulated and sent signals back to his brain for the first time. That's a blessing right there. Amen. That's a blessing. And then he was seen, he's imagined suddenly he was able to see the whole world appeared before the man, newly developed eyes. That's why when we think about what we have with Artists International and we have these partners that we can go out and share with someone, we should not hesitate. We should be on assignment to this. Go out and share. He leaped out of the pool and headed down the street. Oh, he was so happy with a whole new spring in his step. We can understand it. His neighbor looked at him and said, is there something, is this familiar about that man? Is that one of whom sat by the side of the road and begged? Some were sure of it. Others were not so sure. Yet I am the man. His enthusiasm assured them. When they asked him, how, what happened? He told them everything. When they asked him, where is Jesus? He said that he didn't know. So is that funny? That's how someone else in the church, we don't know. We are just, some of our colleagues, I understand that sometimes people say they don't go to church. I cannot not go to church. I don't feel good when I'm not at church. Something is missing. Although sometimes I have to go on the parade trail. I have to go and be anointed before I go out in the street. So I think that we have to all understand that. And he didn't know where Jesus was. Somewhere, he's persuaded that he led him directly to the Pharisee because he was a Sabbath. When the Pharisees saw him, they said, now tell us from the beginning what happened. He said, earlier today, a man named Jesus bent down in the front of me and spit on the ground and smeared my mud in my eyes and told me to wash it in the pool of Samaria. So I did. Now I see perfectly. Amen. I just thought it was such a beautiful thing. Some of them were happy. That's why I always say happy in the morning, happy. This man was still called Jesus. Can he be God? He doesn't keep his Sabbath. But others said, that's really cool. If he was a bad man, he would be able to do miracle things like this. Then they turned to the blind man and asked, what is your opinion of this man? He's a prophet. He replied. He responds to anger and some of the Pharisees, even to the point that they questioned if that's a whole thing or one of them lies. How do we know you were truly blind? Then they called upon the man's parents to verify his story. They came to answer. He is our son. He was born blind, but we have no idea how we can see. He is legally aged. You have to ask him what happened. So, you know, sometimes you got to believe, and that's where God come in. Jesus came in to show them. But, you know, people don't believe. That's why we can't get our churches, because they don't believe. Only when a disaster comes that we all get back to the house of the Lord. I remember when we were in 9/11, and the church was full. And after that, they just went back to regular, They called the man for a second round of questions. Let me put the end to this once and for all. Give God glory today. Don't lie us again. We know this man is an imposter. The man replied, listen, I have no idea what you're talking about. All I know is I was blind, but now I see. Oh, I know he's, that's a blessing within himself. It's just the idea of thought and the really, I am so blessed to even, I thought about this many times, and sometimes it's like we are blind. What we have here with Artists International, we are blind. We can't see what we have. We have products that can help us move us forward and to do what we have to do here, but we find other things to do. For the third time, they asked, what did he do? What did you do? How did he open his eyes? The man lost his patience with that lack of intelligence. If I told you over and over again, you haven't listened. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciple? With that, they exploded. What do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You're probably a disciple of his followers, and disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we have no idea where this man ever came from. So they really didn't believe what he said. This is amazing. Your belief is bigger and miracle than my healing, the man replied. I can believe that you don't see the truth. No one has ever opened the eyes of someone born blind, ever. If this man did something, God, he will be able to do anything like this. But I explained, I said, you know what? I just think that God is good to us. We have so much to be thankful for this morning. So they explained that you're not going to be dirty conceived, but how dare you take the tone up with us? Then they threw him out in the street. Indeed, he won the debate. But at the moment, he was completely alone. His friends, his parents were gone. No one stood by his side. If there was the first time in history that someone born blind was healed, even light of the evildoers, religiously accused of being the lowest products of the sin, but him out of the synagogue. When Jesus heard that happen, he went to the man and asked, do you believe that Son of Man? The man replied, I would like to recognize him. Tell him, who is he? I can believe him. Jesus responded, you are looking at him. The man said, Lord, I believe, and he was worshiping him. So we do have to understand that God, we might not come when we want to, but he's on time. He does everything for us if only we can believe. But we just got to, I understand that if you come to choose a low point in your life, you have a chance. You know, sometimes I get with what I'm doing and with artists, I have to stay focused. I have to stay on the calls. I think when you plug into the calls, you're definitely going to stay connected. If you do not plug, you certainly will get this next. So God is on time, God, and he has blessed us, and he has given us everything we need. All we have to do is go out and be a light to someone today. Go out and share and help someone today. Go out and do something good. Go out and give somebody a bottle of beer today. Do whatever it has to do, but God is blessing you. So in my whole thing this morning, I want to say to you, God blessing, encourage us, will come to you too. Back to you, Mr. Wanda.
Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for that profound word. And shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I bless you and praise you for our speaker, Minister Cynthia. We ask that you will pour back into her everything she has given out, Lord, and continue to bless her in a very special way. We lift up Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Lord. Continue to use them in such a great way. Thank you, Father God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and for what you're going to do. We also lift up the Artist Life family, Father. Have your way, Lord. Continue to bless this company and give them the vision that you have given them. May they continue to run with the vision. And, Lord, we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord, we lift up those that are sick, Father God. We know you are a healer, Lord. We lift up Minister Grace to you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. You're still the same God, Father. You are our healer. Touch Kai, Lord. Touch Jackie, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we lift up the bereaved families, Father. We thank you, Lord. We ask that you will comfort them and strengthen them, Lord, the Carter family, Father, and each and every person, Lord, that is going through. In the name of Jesus, we also lift up our TMC family. Continue to have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we ask these many prayers in Jesus' name. Now, to hear the playback of this powerful message, the number is 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Also, to hear that number again, it's 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677-POUND. And don't forget to join us. The focus day is October the 25th. We will continue to celebrate, but please join us. Now the new motivational call is coming up next, 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Don't forget, we will have part two of this call, and it will be conducted by Pastor V. Thank you once again, Minister Cynthia. I'm sorry, Minister Rebecca, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Thank you, Minister Cynthia, once again for that powerful message this morning. God bless you all. Will you please come back and close us with the benediction, Minister Cynthia?
Thank you so much, Minister Warner. God give us a spirit of blessing we need in order to complete the lifelong task he has called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Pastor V, all the way from Terrebu, Texas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Minister Wanda. Thank you so much for hosting us this morning. We appreciate you and all you do. And again, a big shout of thanks to our Minister Rebecca with her little Gracie this morning for greeting us. And thank you so much, Alderman Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, for bringing us the word today on this Friday. As she said, and as you all know, each and every Friday, we do start the end the call on Fridays with a time of prayer. You know, after every message, every day, we come on and pray over our prayer requests. As soon as the speaker finishes, we have a time of prayer request. But on Friday, we take the time to do and listen for your prayer requests so that we are able to bombard heaven on your behalf. is open. We are honored to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for your prayer requests. Hit star 6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. We either can have your praise reports, too. We love them all. We love to hear what God is doing. Once you have had a victory, it's always a blessing and encouragement for you to come back and share with the family. But after every speaker speaks, that's what we're doing after the minister, when the host comes back on and pray. We're praying for your prayer requests. So this is the time for us to hear from you, as well as feel free to email us or go to our website and submit your prayer requests there or email us. And either way, that's what we want to do. This call, its function, its role, its mandate is to lift the Artist Life family up in prayer. And we have endeavored over these 7 years to do just that. We know there's a lot to be praying about as far as world events are concerned. And we definitely want to spend that time lifting up our country, lifting up those in leadership, lifting up the tragic death of the 4 soldiers in Niger, as well as the reactions to cover them to bring peace, those current events with the football players. I mean, it's so much on that level. The natural disasters that have been encountered with the hurricanes and the recovery for those families, especially our heart goes out for our Artist Life and just those in the Caribbean and Puerto Rico, where we have many Artist Life family members there and just people who are suffering that need the intervention and prayers of the righteous. We have the fires. We know we have family members out there who have been affected in that area from those fires. We know God is not pleased with all that's going on. And so we as the remnant, God always has a remnant, must pray. The earthquake, those are still recovering from that tragic earthquake. Just because it's not on the news cycle anymore doesn't mean it's not on our cycle of prayer. You know, our company is based in, started out of Mexico, and our owners, the family, is from Mexico. Now we're headquartered in Las Vegas, so we want to keep all these who've been affected and the many prayers that were prayed even during our time of covering the prayer requests by Minister Wanda, those names she called out, and those we don't know, but God knows. But this is your time. This is what we do, is spend this time lifting up the name of Jesus, interceding, as Ezekiel told us, to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge. See, many times people stand in the gap, but it's work and it's warfare when you make up the hedge, when you become the frontline warrior. And we're honored to do that. We're honored to petition. We know also that we're praying for our own co-founder, Dr. PK, who's had a few health challenges, and just believing for her total recovery and her total restoration of health. And so if not, I'll just go into prayer. There's no one who's come in the queue thus far. I hit star 6 and 1. We have a big leadership summit in Florida, in Miami, tomorrow. And we want to pray for that conference. Our owners will be there. Our awesome coach, Platinum President Anastasia Lewis, will be there, and a lot of training. I know many will be traveling. We always believe in praying for traveling mercies as many head down that way to be educated, enhanced, and empowered in that exciting atmosphere. We want to cover that in prayer. Things don't happen just because we want them to happen. We have to be those midwives, men and women, midwives who birth the will of God in prayer. Dr. PK, I see you unmuted yourself. Did you have a prayer request? I know you have three loved ones who have transitioned for us to cover you in prayer. The floor is open. Good morning.
Yes, this is Brother Patton,
Well, good morning. Good to hear your voice, man of God.
Good. How are you on this morning? And how's your mother?
Oh, doing better than all of us. Thank you for asking. Bless. Always good to hear your voice. Amen. Yeah.
We request a prayer for the Bridges and the Ames family.
You said the Bridges and the Ames family?
Bridges and Haynes family.
Haynes, okay.
Okay.
All right, we got them. And thank you. I'm sorry, go on, sir.
That's it, thank you.
Oh, okay, thank you. Many of you may or may not have known, last week affected them three homegoings of family members and loved ones close to the family. A pastor's wife transition. That's always hard for the family, but the church family also. So we are definitely keeping Dr. PK, and are we glad to hear from her newlywed husband, Mr. Lester Patton. Good morning, and thank you for coming on to give us that prayer request also. Is there anyone else before we go into intercession and prayer? This is your time. This is what we do, is believe in praying, petitioning. I always put people in remembrance of the scripture in Deuteronomy 32. That 30th verse says, one could put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000 to flight. And it's well more than two of us on this line. And we understand the power of agreement. In Matthew 18:18 said it only needed two, and it's well more than two, that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So when we lock in agreement, when we say what the word says about it, when we activate the atmosphere, we know that God hears and answers prayer. All right, well, and go into prayer since no one else came into the queue. Father, we just thank you for another opportunity, another privilege to see a new day. We know your mercies are new every morning. Now shower these, your people, these listeners, whoever may be calling it even later. Let them feel your same presence and power on this line. Father, we always start the day off with thank you, Jesus, for another day. Some people laid down last night who are in your presence this morning. But we thank you that the angel of God, the finger of life, tapped us and woke us up this morning to give us another opportunity to be your ministers in the marketplace. Now, Father, let us be good stewards of this day, of this time, of our talents and our going in and going out. We ask you, Father, to download into our hearts, our minds, and spirits, your kingdom come, your will to be done this day, this Friday, throughout this weekend. Order our steps, because you promised us in that 37th division of Psalms, that 23rd verse, that you said the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And as we walk in right relationship, as you go before us and order our steps, you even promised us the backup, that though we may fall, we will not be utterly cast down, because you, Daddy God, uphold us in your hand. So we thank you for the covenant promise, the commitment that you'll be with us. We thank you for that mind of Christ that you promised us in 1 Corinthians 2:16. We ask you to anoint our mind to think your thoughts, God. Flood us with your thoughts that would be good and pure and lovely and just and of virtue, praiseworthy, of that we'll think on these things that will glorify you as they edify us. Thank you that we have the mind, the heart, the desire to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, to speak the word of God, to align the atmosphere, as you told us in Job, to decree and declare your will, and that your will be God, will go forth in our behalf, to dispatch, as you taught us in Hebrews 1, our ministry angels to go and do bidding in our behalf. We know that there are more angelic hosts with us than it is with the enemy. We thank you that we understand our power in 1 John 4:4, that greater is he, all of heaven in us, than he that is in the world. We know, as we say what you say about us, all of heaven is backing us up. So, Father God, we ask this morning that you be our Jehovah Rohi, our guide, our shepherd. And I thank you, God, as you are guiding us, as you are leading us. I thank you that we understand that you alone are God, and we are but your instruments. And you told us to pray for those who have jurisdiction, authority, leadership over us in 2 Timothy 2. So we pray for our president. We pray for all those in leadership and government, and the Senate, the Congress, the House, the Supreme Court, for every governor, every mayor, every city councilman, every school board. We don't leave anyone out. We cover them with the blood of Jesus, and we activate the atmosphere with your word in Proverbs 11:14, that in a multitude of counsel there is safety. And we ask for you to stir up in their hearts, to turn those in leadership's hearts toward you. And Father, those who don't know you, who are not serving you, we ask for that Damascus Road experience to knock them off their high horse of deception, of disillusionment, of even as Paul rode to Damascus, Saul, thinking he was doing the right thing, even believing he was sincere as he was sincerely wrong, and you arrested him. We're asking you this today, Daddy God, arrest those who are not saying what you say and lining up with your word. And we are your midwives to push forth, birth forth your will in the land. Father, we just thank you as we lift up the Diaz de Leon family, the founders over 28 years ago, when you downloaded artists into Antonio Diaz de Leon's spirit. Even at 50 years old, he didn't say, I'm too old to do that. He didn't say, I can't see myself walking through that. Father, you gave him the fortitude. You gave him an encouraging family who walked alongside him, so that we are the benefactors these 28 years later of the greatest health and wellness company, as our prayer general says, on this side of heaven. Bless that family. We lift up, especially as the baton has been passed, to Alejandra and Elvia. Continue, Father, to download your kingdom come, your will be done in their minds, their spirits, their strategies, surrounding them with the godly counsel. And even for all those who are traveling this weekend to that leadership summit, we just thank you, Father, that you anoint that time together, that your presence and your power shall prevail, so that the promises of God for this billion-dollar company are manifesting in 2017, by faith, the bridge of faith, the faith muscles we all possess. Your miracles, your dreams are being manifested. The goals that you put inside of us are being manifested in our lives. We thank you that that conference will have your presence. The wisdom of God shall flow. The education of the techniques, the strategies, God, from beginning to end, you be glorified. We call in those who you have predetermined, predestined to be there, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you for traveling mercies for our dear Platinum President Anastasia, as she comes up from the islands, from the Bahamas, to spearhead that event. We just thank you for Dave and Genevieve and all of those who've worked tirelessly to bring that conference to pass. We call it blessed in the name of Jesus. Now, we just thank you for every distributor, every family represented on this call. And we thank you that the awesome hand of God that you've been with us, and as you continue to work through us, we let our light so shine. And even, Father, in the midst of this seven-year celebration, seven-year anniversary, we have been complete in you for 7 years, every Monday through Friday, holiday, cold day, dry day, in between days. Father, we've been faithful to our assignment to enhance, empower, and encourage believers as they begin their day. Father, we thank you that you have brought alongside the foot soldiers who have been diligent to walk it through. Continue to bless them, undergird them. You know the challenges in their hearts, their homes, their families, because they have daily planted into the life of this ministry, do the exceeding abundantly above. And for those from October 25th, 2010 to this day who have come for their season and poured in with the reason of glorifying you, bless them for the deposit that they made into the listeners who called in and got that rhema word, got that infusion of your power, who dwelled in your presence and left ready to go out empowered to be the minister in the marketplace. Thank you for this being that place of incubation where we bathe the prayers of the righteous in your word. And as we speak to the heavenlies and decree and declare your kingdom come, your will be done. These 7 years, we say thank you, Father God. We say thank you that every Friday, these 7 years, we've had a mind to pray. We've had a mind when you told us in Luke 18 to never faint, but to always pray, as you reminded us in Thessalonians 5 that we need to rejoice always and again to rejoice in you. We've endeavored to be the platform and the place where always your power would go forth. Now, we thank you for these specific prayer requests we've received today. We continue to send the words of Jehovah Rapha, healing virtue, to Dr. PK. And Father, we lift up the Bridges and the Haynes family with the transition of loved ones who we know are with you. Now, bring the shalom, peace of God to these families and all the families who are affected as they go through these celebrations this weekend. The supernatural strength, the supernatural shalom peace, Father, the supernatural joy that Nehemiah 8:10 reminded us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Father, we thank you that even as some tears will fall, that they'll remember the time you allowed them to create the memories, to have the moments, precious moments of time with these loved ones. Now, we just thank you for the traveling mercies of all those who'll be coming in for these homegoing celebrations, and just allow them to celebrate the lives. We thank you, Daddy God, for what you're doing in those who also have been challenged. We continue to send healing to our dear Kendra Carter. We just ask you to continue to touch her brain, to every cell, every muscle, every tissue, God. We just send the Jehovah Rapha healing to her, to Minister Kai, as she's healing so well, and Minister Jackie. We just thank you for touching their bodies. We just thank you, Daddy God, for our dear Minister Ada. Oh, we ask for the blood transfusion from heaven as she stands in trusting you, faith in you. Let her feel the prayers of her Artist Life family as we lift her up. We speak to her body that she is the healed and the whole by your stripes. Minister Ada is already healed, and we're believing God for the manifestation, the praise report, even now. Strength to her body, peace to Doug's heart, Father. We just call him out by name and ask you to give him the peace. And as we walk through this season, we don't have a testimony without a test, but I thank you for the A+. that's already written in heaven on Minister Ada Grace's life. Now, Father, for those others that we don't know, but you know, we just thank you that you will continue to intervene. And as we go through this weekend, as we go through our day, as we walk by faith and not by sight, you're making our faith muscles strong in you with confident expectation that because we have prayed, because we have decreed and declared according to your word, we won't be moved by what we see. We won't waver by what we feel. We are firmly rooted and grounded, trusting in you. And those times when we can't trace your hand, oh, Daddy God, we trust your heart that we know you love us even more than we love ourselves. So we thank you for the blood of Jesus. The blood hedge of protection around each and every one of us, our families, our circles of influence. We thank you for your mercy that we're experiencing even new this morning. We thank you for the mind of Christ that we have embraced the strategies from heaven and will be your instruments to walk it out, to open up our mouths with a mandate that you, Jesus, still are all-powerful and you live, you rule, and you reign on the doorpost of our hearts. Now, we thank you that you still are that miracle-working Jesus and that we will hear the praise reports from all we've petitioned, and we don't even wait till the battle's over. We're shouting now that it's already done. So we seal this time of intercession. We seal this time of thanking you, Father God. We seal this time of knowing we've done is what you told us to do in Hebrews 4. We've come boldly into your presence and made our petitions and our requests known. So we know that it's already done because you promised us in Isaiah 55, that 11th verse, and not one word returns void. And because of the pog of faith, that's that prayer of the accuracy and the Holy Ghost, the prayers that hit the mark, we know with full confidence it's done. So we decree and declare over our lives the victory, the Jehovah Nisi in you. And until we come together again, we will, as the covenant of Christ and your word assures us to do, give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out, our TMC family, our family of God, and be blessed. Have an absolutely awesome weekend. Know that God has gone before you. The presence of God stands up big inside of you. That God is glorified. We have now been edified, and Slewfoot is terrorized. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bye-bye.